This is the Sakar Merli of the 23rd of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, let jewels of knowledge constantly emerge from your lips. Your faces must always remain cheerful. Question: what are the signs of the children who have imbibed this knowledge in their Brahmin life? Answer: 1. Their activities are like those of the deities. They imbibe divine virtues. 2. They have the practice of churning the ocean of this knowledge. They never churn devilish things, that is, things of rubbish. 3. They do not defame or insult others. 4. Their faces are always cheerful. Om Shanti. The father sits here and explains about devotion and this knowledge. You children have understood that there cannot be salvation through devotion, and that there is no devotion performed in the Golden Age. You don't even receive this knowledge in the Golden Age. Sri Krishna neither worships anyone nor plays the flute of knowledge. To play the flute, merely, means to give this knowledge. It is remembered that there is magic in the flute, so there must definitely be some magic. Simply to play the flute is common. Even wandering beggars continue to play that. This flute has the magic of knowledge. Ignorance cannot be called magic. The merli is called magic. Ordinary human beings are made into deities by this knowledge. When it is the Golden Age, you have the inheritance of knowledge. There is no devotion performed there. Devotion starts with the Copper Age, when you change from deities into humans. Human beings are called vicious, whereas deities are called viceless. The world of deities is called the pure world. You are now becoming deities. What is meant by knowledge? This knowledge is firstly the recognition of oneself and the Father, and secondly, the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Salvation is received through this knowledge. Then later on, devotion begins. That is then called the descending stage, because devotion is the night and knowledge is the day. This knowledge can sit in anyone's intellect, but not everyone can imbibe divine virtues. If someone has divine virtues, it can be understood that that one has imbibed this knowledge. The activities of those who imbibe this knowledge become like those of the deities. The activity of those who imbibe less is mixed. If they imbibe nothing, it means they are not Baba's children. Human beings defame the father so much. When you come into the Brahmin clan, you stop insulting and defaming one another. You receive this knowledge, then, by churning the ocean of knowledge. You receive nectar. If you don't churn the ocean of knowledge, what else would you be churning? Devilish thoughts. Only rubbish would emerge from that. You are now godly students. You know that you are studying the study to change from ordinary humans into deities. Deities do not teach this study. Deities cannot be called oceans of knowledge. Only that one can be called the ocean of knowledge. Divine virtues can only be imbibed through this knowledge. It is only at this time that you children receive this knowledge. You don't receive this in the Golden Age. Those deities have divine virtues. You also praise them as those who are full of all virtues. Therefore, you now have to become like them. Each one of you has to ask yourself, do I have all the divine virtues, or is my activity devilish? If you have any devilish activities, you must renounce them. Only then will you be called a deity. Otherwise, you will attain a low status. You children are now imbibing divine virtues. You relate many very good things. This is called the most elevated confluence age, when you become the most elevated of all. Therefore, the atmosphere too has to be very good. Do not let any dirty words emerge from your lips. Otherwise, it would be said that you are going to claim a low status. This can be known very quickly from your behaviour and the atmosphere. Let your faces remain constantly cheerful. Otherwise, it would be said that you don't have any of this knowledge. Let only jewels of knowledge constantly emerge from your lips. Look at Lakshmi and Narayan and see how cheerful their faces are. Those souls had imbibed the jewels of knowledge. Only jewels of knowledge constantly emerged from their mouths. There is so much happiness in just relating and listening to the jewels of knowledge. The jewels of knowledge that you are now receiving will then become diamonds and jewels. The rosary of nine jewels is not of diamonds and jewels. It is a rosary of the jewels of knowledge. People believe that it is made of those physical gems, and they wear a ring made of them. The rosary of the jewels of knowledge is created at the most auspicious confluence age. These jewels will make you prosperous for your future 21 births. No one can loot these from you. Here, if you were to wear diamonds and jewels, someone would very quickly loot them from you. Therefore, you have to become very sensible and remove devilish traits. The face becomes so bad because of devilish traits. The face of an angry person becomes as red as copper. Those who have the vice of lust become ugly. Therefore, you children have to churn the ocean of knowledge about everything. This study is for receiving a lot of wealth. Other studies are not worth jewels. Yes, people can study that and claim a high position. Therefore, education, not wealth, is useful. Education is wealth. That wealth is limited, whereas this wealth is unlimited. Yes, both are studies. You now understand that the Father teaches you and makes you into the masters of the world. Those studies are temporary and only worth a little for just one birth. Then, in your next birth, you have to study afresh. There is no need to study for wealth. There, you receive plenty of wealth based on your efforts of this time. This wealth becomes imperishable. Deities had a lot of wealth. How much did they have when they went on to the path of devotion, which means the kingdom of Ravan? They built so many temples. Then the Muslims came and looted their wealth. They, the deities, were so wealthy. No one could become as wealthy through the studies of the present day. You now understand that you are studying such an elevated study through which you become deities. Look what human beings become by studying, wealthy from poor. Barrett too is so poor now. The wealthy don't have any time at all. They have their own pride of being so-and-so. Here, all pride has to be removed. I am a soul, and a soul has no wealth or prosperity, or diamonds or jewels. The Father says, renounce your bodies and all bodily relations. When a soul sheds his body, all the prosperity, etc., is finished until he studies and earns his wealth again. Or, if he made very good donations in his previous birth, he would take birth in a wealthy home. They say that is the fruit of his past actions. If someone has provided education for others, built a college, or a rest home for pilgrims, he receives the fruit of that, but only for a temporary period. It is here that you give donations and perform charity. You don't do that in the Golden Age. There are only good actions in the Golden Age, because you receive the inheritance of this time there. There no one performs sinful actions, because Ravan doesn't exist there. Poor people there don't perform sinful actions. Here, even the wealthy commit sinful actions, and this is why there is such illness and sorrow, etc. There they don't indulge in vice. And so how could sins be committed? Everything depends on your karma. This is the kingdom of Maya, Ravan, where human beings become vicious. The Father comes and teaches you in order to make you viceless. The Father makes you viceless, and then Maya makes you vicious. There is a war between the dynasty of Rama and the dynasty of Ravan. You are the children of the Father, and they are the children of Ravan. So many very good children are defeated by Maya. Maya is very powerful. In spite of that, there is hope. Even those who are completely degraded have to be uplifted. The Father has to uplift the whole world. Many fall. They become totally degraded and low. The Father uplifts even such children. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan is degraded. However, the Father saves you. In spite of that, you continue to fall and thereby become the lowest of all. You are then not able to climb as high. Your conscience would bite you because you reached the lowest state. It is said, whatever you remember in your final moments, there would be just that lowest state in one's intellect. Therefore, the Father sits here and explains to you, children, it is you who become the deities every cycle. Would animals become those? Only human beings understand this and become those. Lakshmi and Narayan also have noses, ears, etc., because they are human beings. However, they have divine virtues, and this is why they are called deities. How did they become such beautiful deities? How did they then fall? You now understand this cycle. All of those who churn the ocean of this knowledge will imbibe this very well. Those who don't churn the ocean of knowledge become simpletons, buddhas. Those who read the Murli will churn the ocean of knowledge and think about the topics that they have to explain. They would automatically churn the ocean of knowledge. Different people are going to come, and so you have to explain to them with enthusiasm. It is possible that they will understand something. It all depends on their fortune. Some will instantly have faith, whereas others won't. Hope is kept for them. If not now, then they will definitely understand in the future. One has to keep hoping. To keep hope in them means to have an interest in serving them. You mustn't become tired. Even if someone has studied, but has then become degraded, he would be made to sit in the visiting room if he comes. Or would you tell him to go away? You would definitely ask him why he hasn't come for so many days. He would probably say that he was defeated by Maya. Many such people come here. They do understand that this knowledge is very good, but Maya defeats them. At least they remember everything. In devotion, there is no question of being victorious or defeated. This knowledge has to be imbibed. You are now listening to the true Gita from the Father, through which you become deities. You cannot become deities without becoming Brahmins. There are no Brahmin castes among the Christian, Parsis or Muslims. You understand all of these things at this time. You know that you have to remember Alpha. It is only by remembering Alpha that you receive a kingdom. Whenever you meet anyone, tell him, remember Alpha, Allah. Alpha is said to be the highest. People point upwards with their finger to indicate Alpha. Alpha is also said to be the One. There is just the one God, and all the rest are children. The Father is constantly Alpha. He doesn't rule the kingdom. He gives you this knowledge and also makes you His children. Therefore, you children should remain very happy. Baba is serving us so much. He is making us into the masters of the world. He himself doesn't go to that new, pure world. No one invites him into the pure world. Only the impure call out to him. What would he do in the pure world? His name is the Purifier. So his duty is to make the old world new. The Father's name is Shiva, and the children are called Saligrams. He is worshipped. Everyone remembers him as Shiv Baba. Secondly, they still call Brahma Baba. Many speak of Prajapita Brahma, but no one knows him accurately. Whose child is Brahma? You say that Shiva, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has adopted him. He is a bodily being. All souls are the children of God. All souls have their own bodies. They have all received their own parts that they have to play. This has continued from time immemorial. Eternal means it has no beginning, middle, or end. When people hear of the end, they become confused about how it would be created again. The Father explains, this is eternal. There is no question of when it was created. Annihilation never takes place. That is just a tall story they have told. It was because there were only a few human beings left that they said annihilation took place. This knowledge that Baba has only emerges at this time. It is of him that it is said, even if you turned a whole ocean into ink, a forest into pens, and the earth into paper, this knowledge would not run out. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Glorify the Father's name with your cheerful face. Only listen to and relate jewels of this knowledge. Let the rosary of the jewels of this knowledge be around your neck. Remove devilish defects. 2. Never become tired of doing service. Maintain hope and serve with great interest. Churn the ocean of knowledge and stay enthusiastic. Blessing. May you be free from all problems, and instead of becoming confused, make your loose connection right. The main reason for all problems is having a loose connection. Simply put the connection right, and all powers will circle around you. Even if it takes 1 or 2 minutes to make the connection, do not lose courage and become confused. Do not shake the foundation of your faith. I belong to Baba, and Baba is mine. Make your foundation strong on this basis, and you will become free from all problems. Slogan: to remain stable in the seed form stage is the way to transform your old sanskars. Aviat signal: In this Avyat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. When you are not successful in the service you do, or in transforming your old sanskars, you become influenced by one or another obstacle. You then want to be liberated from that. However, that desire cannot be fulfilled without power. Therefore, be one who is holding all the ornaments. Imbibe those powers, and you will become free from bondage. Om Shanti.